Look, man, we got to get to the Rondale Moore news. Yesterday, Rondale Moore goes down at practice. The Falcons and the Dolphins ended up kind of stopping that joint practice a little bit early. No real news as to what the exact injury was, Bo, but a lot of concern, obviously, and a pretty severe injury, it sounds like, from all people that were in attendance.
Yeah, we got Josh Kendall from The Athletic, who's been down there for the joint practices, joining us at 8:20. And one of the things I'm going to ask him is about his tweet, because his first tweet was, Rondale Moore is leaving the field on a cart with an inflatable cast on his right leg. Now, he said Falcons team has gathered, and they prayed before he left. Now, the first thing I hear is I've been there for these injuries at training camp, unfortunately, with people that we all know, Allie, and when you put something on a leg, it means something's broken. An inflatable cast means broken, right, Mike?
Yeah, usually. And look, like I said earlier, there's not a lot of people that know what Rondale Moore is going through. Unfortunately, I have been there in a contract year that he is, and kind of, you know, scratching and clawing to make your imprint on this league and on this team. And then you have one of those injuries. Mine was not a non-contact injury, but I did have an air cast. So that's why I still have, like you said, still have questions. Usually that's a broken bone for an air cast or a dislocation of sorts.
And that's why I wanted to tee you up here, because then Kendall retweets his own tweet with a quote and says it was non-contact and knee-related, which I'm confused, and hopefully somebody out there is much smarter than me. Well, there's very few out there smarter than me, but a medical person. So I'm just kidding. Allie. Hopefully someone I kid, Allie.
Oh,
Allie, you know I kid.
I know.
It's a conspiracy theory if someone is smarter than me. I'm just kidding. No, in all seriousness, I hope someone smarter than us can tweet us or text us or maybe call at 8 at the wake-up call and say why, if it was knee-related, you would have an air cast on.
Yeah, I mean, usually when it's knee-related, you get helped off, you get on a cart, whatever. You don't need stabilizing. So that really, usually, like I said, that's a dislocation of sorts. I don't know what exactly we need, but like I said earlier, man, I've been in that spot with Rondale Moore. I mean, you got to think what kind of mental capacity he's in. He just gets traded here. He's in a contract year. He feels like he finally has a good quarterback throwing in the ball, and yet he goes down in a pile yesterday. And I think, you know, from all reactions we saw on Twitter, his teammates pretty sad for him.
Well, let me ask you then, what would be your advice to him right now in this moment? I mean, he's kind of down in the dumps probably, obviously.
My best advice to him, it's a good question, control what you can control. And that's the bottom line. And it stinks, man. That is something that haunts me still to this day. It's honestly still difficult to talk about. That was a day that changed my life in a lot of different ways. But control what you can control, man. Just get back to the grind, rehab as hard as you can, whatever it is. And we'll, you know, that news will start to come out. But he'll have surgery soon, and hopefully he'll get back on his grind. And I think that he'll work his butt off, and hopefully he still has a chance to make an impact on the Atlanta Falcons in the future. So,
yeah, it's weird because it's weird that you remember when you cover these events. There's some you remember and there's some you don't. Mm-hmm. For some odd reason, I remember Mike's like it was yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And there's other guys that you know, you just it's I don't know why that is, but it is weird. But hopefully Rondale Moore, whatever it is, it's not something that could keep him out all year or career or threatening.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, a little bit of a lighter tone, we're going to have a Mic'd Up, a special edition of Mic'd Up. Yesterday, we sent Grant McCauley 10 newlywed game questions. Allie Mack will be held with her feet to the fire to see if she can answer these newlywed questions. And have a lot of fun on Mic'd Up. Stick with us. Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9.